Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. Hey, I want to encourage you. If you haven't done so yet, would you consider subscribing to the podcast? When you subscribe to a podcast, what that means is your device automatically downloads it every single night, so it's ready for you to go the very next day. This is the easiest way to make sure you don't miss a single episode. Well, recently I was reading an article that just reminded me of the fact that everybody needs a little hope. We really do. Everybody's looking for hope, and there's some seasons where we're looking harder than other seasons, but everybody needs a little hope. See, at the end of World War II, there's a submarine that was returning to dock in Virginia. Now, as it was coming into port, something went wrong, and I don't know exactly what happened, but what I do know is that sub began to sink. So the Coast Guard, they immediately dispatched this crew to try to save. So these divers swim down to the submarine trying to figure out how do we save the crew. Well, as they swam closer to the sub, they begin to hear this sound, the sound of a hammer tapping out in Morse code on the hull of this submarine. There's somebody inside with this hammer tapping on the side, that dots and dashes that is known as Morse code. And the question they were asking through that code is there hope? Is there hope? That's the fundamental question that we ask in this life. We ask, is there hope? In fact, today there are hundreds or thousands of people that are asking that question in thousands of different ways. Some people sitting in a doctor's office, waiting for the results of that test, is there hope? A couple that's trying to figure out, how are we going to put this marriage back together again? They're sitting in a counselor's office and they're asking the question, is there hope? Getting closer to the end of the year and just looking at the finances and in a family's life, they're asking this question, is there hope? Right? In so many different ways, that's the single question that people are asking. I was reminded of this. You can actually go 40 days without food. You can go 3 days without water. You can actually go 8 minutes without air. But think about this. You cannot go a single second without hope. It is so essential. It is fundamental in our life that when hope is gone, life is over. Sometimes I think hope is in short supply in the world we live in today. People fall into all kinds of junk, all kinds of drama. They put their faith in the wrong things. They get worked up about the wrong things. And in the end, they feel disappointed and they feel like there is no hope. So where do you turn today? Today, if you need a little injection of hope, where do you look? Here's what the Bible says. In Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, the Bible says, may God, the source of hope, do you hear that? May God, the source of hope, may he fill you with joy and peace through your faith in him, then you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So where does hope come from? From God. He is the only source of hope that will never disappoint. That when we put our faith in him, he provides joy, peace, and hope. And not just a little bit, but the kind that overflows. We need that kind of hope. At the end of the book of Ezekiel, God says this, I am Jehovah Shema. In Hebrew, that means I am the God who is always there. Think about that. God is always there. He's in your past. He's in your present. He's in your future. He's with you in the good places. He's with you in the bad places. He is everywhere. And so if you need hope today, you're never, ever alone. And where God is, hope is there as well. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day. And hey, I want to encourage you, would you consider sharing today's podcast on social media? The easiest way to do that is just to share the link to weekdaypodcast.com. If you feel comfortable with that, we would be encouraged as you help spread the word of hope to the people in your circle. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.